7:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning, man. I said earlier, and I didn't make this up. I didn't invent this. I heard this years ago, and it comes to be true. Good teams find ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose. The Orioles gave up 4 runs on Saturday night, and I said if they could have scored 5, they could have won that game. 5's not allowed to ask for. They scored 6 yesterday, and they gave up 11. It just seemed like when the pitching's there, the hitting's not. When the hitting's there, the pitching's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complimentary baseball you got to play. The execution of, you know, you want to try to pitch, play defense, and have timely hitting. And you do 2 of 3, you're going to give yourself a chance most nights. And if you don't, you know, we're going to see kind of what happened. And you're right, you know, that the problem so far this season has been, you know, playing from behind early on in the game. And then this Saturday or Friday and Saturday, you get 2 really good starts. You know, Dean Kramer, maybe Dean just needed to get drilled by a line drive. I joked with him about that because it happened last year and he got rolling. And then Sagano, once again, gave you a chance to win. You know, and that's a frustrating part because for the Birds, you know, they had a legit chance, you know, that they could have won this series against Kansas City, but mm-hmm. not able to. Scratch and claw runs in game 2, you battle back and find a way in game 3, and then the bullpen, which for the most part had been very good. You know, Brian Baker had been very good. He has a rough outing, Cano, and you know, then Morton comes in and the struggles continue, and all of a sudden you're sitting there going, man, what could have been, but now you gotta.
Did we lose him?
Ryan?
Chip in the O's favor.
There we go. Ryan, we were having a discussion earlier. Does innings eater, is the definition of innings eater a formerly good pitcher who's declining now, and that's why we call him an innings eater? Because this ain't working out right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear innings eater, you're right. It doesn't really make you feel great about, well, I want someone to eat innings, but I want them to go out there and dominate. You know, I want someone that I can rely on. Each and every night. And I should take that back. Dominate, that's a, you know, we know that's not always going to happen.
Keep
but,
you in games.
But Zach Eflin, to me,
yeah.
is a great example of a guy that is going to give you a chance most times, get deep into the game, and he'll eat innings, but more times than not, he's going to give you a chance to win. And, yeah, you know, it's just been, I mean, there's no other way kind of to put it. It's been a really disappointing stretch.
Yeah,
you know, and for the Orioles especially, you know, they needed some of their veteran type guys to step up, especially in the pitching department, and that hasn't been the case here. And you know, that's for Charlie Morton, I believe any game that he's pitched in this year, the Orioles haven't won. Am I wrong with that, guys?
That's correct. That's right.
Right. So
yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
And people, and I'd like to say, I wish I could say, hey, people don't think about that. When I played, you didn't want to say it out loud to anybody, but you knew.
Yeah.
And as a team, when that happens, that's a mental struggle that you're dealing with going, man, still haven't won a game when this guy gets on the mound. And I hate that. But now it's a mental game for a lot more people than just the pitcher.
Yeah, Kobe might be the only Mayo that I actually like, and I'm starting to think I'm the president of his fan club, which means he'll probably get traded then. But Ryan, what are your thoughts on? I'm hoping he does enough to where they can't send him back down. Like it's like, hey, we got to keep him up here. I don't know at whose expense, but what are your thoughts on Kobe getting back to the show and if he has staying power?
Yeah, no, I'm happy for him. You know, I talked to him, man, about 3 weeks ago. I'd like to say now. And, you know, he has a good mindset. I know everyone looked at spring training and those comments after, which, again, heat of the moment. And I think he just said one of the quiet parts out loud because here's the situation. He gets off to a slow start in the bigs or he doesn't play well. People are going to judge what he does. So I think, you know, I just think Kobe, and I hope the reason why I hope he gets a little bit more of a leash is – he has talent, but he's had trouble settling in. And I truly do believe he's a guy that can hit in the big leagues, that can figure things out. But I can tell as soon as you come in to try to pinch hit, you know, that puts a little bit more pressure on you. Then you're trying to find your way more and more. And the more that you struggle, the more that people are going to talk about you. So I just hope in one case here upcoming, one thing kind of clicks and he can kind of take a step to relax. Because another guy you mentioned about being traded, Stowers over there in Miami, he got comfortable. He relaxed. And one of his biggest struggles that he had in Baltimore was trying to figure out how to fit in and not feel like he has to go out there and I have to do well, instead of letting the natural talents start to shine through. So, I hope so for Kobe. But the reality is, too, you just said about, you know, could he stay up here? You know, Ramon Arias, Jordan Westberg, those guys are going to be on the roster when they're healthy. Why? Because they've proven very valuable when they are feeling good.
Ryan Ripken joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ryan, about a week and a half ago, you had MLB Network's Mark DeRosa on your show. And at the time, I thought it was ridiculous, but I want to get your take on it because I've heard others say it. He said after 2.5 good seasons, the back end of 22, 23, and 24, that the Orioles window is closed now. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit ridiculous. I think that to say that it's disappointing of where you are and what you thought you could have done the last couple years, you know, that's fine to say. And could you have had opportunities? Like, in my mind, there's two players that they really wanted them. They really wanted pitching. There's two guys. And I thought about the second one now. But it's true. Is Garrett Crochet and Jesus Luzardo. Those were the two. If they wanted them, they could have gotten them. I think with Luzardo and the Marlins, I think they got a little bit soured. I think it's too much to say a window is closed. But I think it's just a reminder of a lot of people thought very highly of the Baltimore Orioles because of all this young talent and what they have. But one thing that I will say, it's not about a window closing by any means at all, because the Orioles, unlike other teams, they have so much young talent that's here that if they play well, you saw the offense when Jackson Holliday gets going and you get a healthy Jordan Westberg and Adley starts swinging it. Mm-hmm. This is a really, really good young nucleus. The problem is, though, and here's the elephant in the room, right? We're not even having this conversation, Rob, if the Orioles win a playoff series.
You're right.
That's where it all stems from, no matter what. All the struggles that happened last year, down the stretch, whatever it is, it matters what you do in the playoffs. And the Orioles just have this giant weight because they haven't gone to the postseason yet with this young group and started to make some noise. That's where that all stems from, truly, in my opinion.
Ryan, you are the man. Tell us all about the Ryan Ripken Show.
Ryan Ripken Show, we do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You mentioned Mark DeRosa. We got a lot of different guests like that. Just sat down with John Smoltz. Released that yesterday. So you guys check that out. And then I'm ripping it with Ryan every Friday on 105.7 The Fan from 12 to 2.
Love it.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. Talk to you next time.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great Monday.